you've been talked about as an author who discusses very conventional topics in a very unconventional way. Would you say that's true? Talk a little bit about your style.
A friend of mine says that I have a quirky mind, and I guess while I am writing something or thinking about it, I don't feel like I'm saying it unconventionally. That's just the way I think. But I guess the reaction of the people or the listeners or the readers is confirming that maybe this has been something that surprises them. And I think that one of the important things in poetry is to surprise the reader, to make them see something in a new way, something old in a new way, or something that they haven't heard before or haven't heard in this language.
It's true. Your poetry is very surprising. Let's hear one of your poems about kissing.
One should exercise caution when kissing a daffodil. Somebody could get hurt. It helps to have doubt in botany, to reach the sweet of hearts without splitting apart her innermost petals is a high art. While the kiss lasts, you will share her crown. You will shimmer in the sun for days after you drift apart.
What a wonderful way of helping us connect with that very deep part. And you really do it in such a light way.
I think that it's easier for us to see the truth or to warm up to the truth is a little bit of humor and a little bit of levity. And I come from the East European school of writing in which people have learned to laugh at themselves and to laugh at just about any circumstances as a way of surviving harsh living conditions.
Katerina, I know for this next poem you're going to share, someone recommended that it be printed and hanging in every couples counselor's office. Let's hear it.
An hour after that repulsive growth, burned by scarlet medicines, finally fell off my face, I met my future ex-husband, and he decided I was marvelous. He said, I do. I said, I do. And so we did. Until a wart sprang from his nose and grew as big as an extra face, grew as big as an extra lung, grew as big as a Cadillac, and grew much bigger than us, until the wart was all I could see, and he couldn't see at all. True story.
Katerina, we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. at Joseph Beth Booksellers in Crestview Hills, when you'll be talking about your life as a poet and translator and teacher, and you'll also be reading some poems from The Porcupine of Mind. Thanks so much, Katerina.
Thank you so much, Katie.